And as we get older, yes, we do have to deal with a little bit of pain here and there, but what happens when you let pain take over your life or get to a point where you need to seek some help? The CEO of Osteopathy Australia, Anthony Nicholas, joins us. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning.
What have you found in your recent research that shows that, I understand, that Australians have been neglecting their health to the extent that pain is taking over?
Yeah, well and truly. We did some snap research on 1,000 random Australians, and basically what we found is that 2 in 3 Australians over 45 were relying on medication, like off the shelf supermarket medication, rather than maybe addressing their pain, even though impacting their life.
So when it comes to the sort of pain that osteopaths can deal with, what exactly is osteopathy best at dealing with?
Great. So lots of people come and see an osteopath because they're in pain, and that may be because they've had a sporting injury, they've pulled a strain, they've got a sore back, headaches, etc. So it's very much around body pain or injuries, because they're mainly like manual therapy practitioners, but they're also very skilled at giving you advice to prevent injuries, more active lifestyle and things. So a lot of stuff that obviously over COVID has really come to the fore.
Speaking this morning with Anthony Nicholas, the CEO of Osteopathy Australia, about new research showing that Australians are letting pain impact their daily life. And this week being Osteopathic Healthcare Week, which runs from last Sunday through to this weekend. Obviously, now is a good time to go and get those problems checked out, particularly before the colder months really set in.
Yeah, well and truly. Well and truly. What we've noticed, especially with lots of people working at home more, lots of people have taken up exercise regimes that they haven't done for a while, is we're seeing lots of people presenting at osteopaths who have posture problems or increased headaches or strain from maybe working on a laptop rather than on a couch rather than at a desk. Lots of people have taken up sports, so we've seen increased sporting injuries, and that's in children, adults or older, or they're just becoming very sedentary, and that leads to a whole range of other pains like low back pain or headaches, etc. So it really is a good time to think about looking after your health.
It sounds like you've summed up my life pretty well there, being a breakfast radio announcer. And obviously, this is something that can't, well, I shouldn't say obviously, but do you need to see a GP before you go to an osteopath?
No, you can actually just make a booking with an osteopath and go along for that appointment. They'll ask you a few questions around what the problem is and whatnot. So that first appointment, really, they'll try and understand why you've come in, what pain you're in or what problems you're experiencing. And then they go through a process of like assessing, getting you to move, assessing how you bend and other things, explaining where the pain is so that they can make a diagnosis to help you, one, treat the current problem, but also giving you that broader advice on things that will prevent it in the future.
Anthony Nicholas, the CEO of Osteopathy Australia, thanks for joining us this morning.
Beautiful. Thanks for having us on.